Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The changing shape of WrestleMania, two huge debuts for AEW, and Ken Shamrock is Hall of Fame bound. But not that Hall of Fame. For Thursday, March 19th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The moving beast that is WrestleMania 36 continues to move. So last time we spoke, we were getting geared up for WrestleMania from the Performance Center. And in the last 24 hours, more details about how that will look have been revealed. And it wasn't what we were expecting in any way, shape, or form. WWE put out a tweet last night just before NXT with some breaking news saying WrestleMania 36 is now set for a historic two-night presentation on the WWE Network. The show of shows will air on Saturday, April the 4th and Sunday, April the 5th. But that is not all. A rep from the WWE contacted PW Insider to say that WrestleMania will not only take place at WWE's training facility, but will include multiple locations over two nights. All the locations will be closed sets to only essential personnel. There is a rumor doing the rounds that one of those potentially closed sets could even be Madison Square Garden, but that is just a rumor at this time. Interestingly, here's a fun little fact for you. The last time the WrestleMania emanated from multiple locations was WrestleMania 2. It came from the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in New York, the Rosemont Horizon in Rosemont, Illinois, and the LA Memorial Sports Arena in California. Fun fact, you're very welcome. As well as being from multiple locations, it will have a celebrity host in the form of New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. This all feels like a fever dream, doesn't it? Yeah, maybe this is all one big hallucination. We're all going to wake up very, very soon. So WWE also have announced how this will shake up over the 2 days. So Saturday, the 4th of April, we will have Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, The Undertaker versus AJ Styles, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley for the NXT Women's Championship, and the WWE Championship match between Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar. Then on Sunday, we will have John Cena taking on The Fiend Bray Wyatt, Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch, and Roman Reigns versus Bill Goldberg. Obviously, Edge versus Randy Orton hasn't been made official yet, but expect that to be added to the Sunday night once Randy Orton accepts Edge's challenge on Raw this coming Monday. So why have WWE decided to host WrestleMania over two nights and in multiple locations. PW Insider sheds a bit of light on this. They say the multiple locations will allow WWE to switch from place to place and keep the broadcast from looking and feeling monotonous. That could also allow WWE to pre-tape some material, even pre-tape some matches for insertion into the broadcast, as a closed set might make it easier for the company to keep spoilers from leaking. Having a portion of the show pre-produced could also glitz up the final product and allow the show to have a grander feel, since, after all, this is WrestleMania. Some big decisions being made on how WrestleMania is going to go. A lot of that I do agree with. WWE seem really concerned with putting on matches in empty arenas. On SmackDown, we had a few last week. They scaled that right back for Monday Night Raw. I believe we had just the one. And on NXT last night, we had zero in-ring action, not even promos cut in the ring. It was all video packages. So WWE are a little bit uncertain with how to present wrestling matches in front of an empty arena. It is a weird one. It's quite an eerie sight to see. And I guess this way it allows them to keep it fresh, as opposed to 7 hours of empty arenas. We get sort of a couple of hours over 2 days, which is actually a far more palatable offering, to be perfectly honest. It's going to be no Wrestle Kingdom for obvious reasons. But this is how WrestleMania shakes up as of today. 2 days, Saturday, April 4th, Sunday, April the 5th, from multiple locations to be confirmed. You know, one of them will be the Performance Center. The other, we do not know. But of course, when we know more, you will know more about it as well. This is a moving beast this year. And I think the best thing we can do is just roll with the punches.
I have never thought of my world as small before. But recent events can really put into perspective how small we all are. It has also clarified for me how big and how important the service we provide is. And the irony in what I'm about to ask is not lost on me, because I'm about to ask three of the best athletes in the world to discard their petty differences, to put aside those squabbles, and to stand together. The irony, it being March 18th, 2020, and us as human beings need to stand together.
Many would say that AEW nailed the empty arena show better than WWE have. And I would agree with that. Last night we had our first episode of Dynamite since the coronavirus outbreak shut down major venues. It was held at Daly's Place in front of the wrestlers. I loved that. Having the AEW guys who were there in the crowd just gave it a little bit more atmosphere, which I think helped more so than just nothing. It was a good solution to the problem, but it was a big night on AEW, and whilst there was no live crowd to truly eat up what was happening, two massive debuts finally happened. The first was the reveal of the Exalted One.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce myself. I am the Exalted One of the Dark Order. In very short time, you will be up to speed on just who I am. I would first like to state that the new rule of the Dark Order goes like this. We do what we want, when we want. And if I want something, I take it. And now let me put it a different way, because maybe the stupid out there didn't understand. If we come and knock on your door, you open that door and you let the Dark Order in. And if you don't, I personally will kick that door down and lead the Dark Order through it. Seems to be a little bit of silence. Maybe you don't understand. Let me make this one a little more personal, a little more tangible for you to feel, Mr. Christopher Daniels. Oh, you thought you were safe, didn't you? The thing about it is, now the word is out, Chris. You are very unsafe. All your jokes, all your games. Did you really think you were going to go unpunished? Mr. Daniels,
I assure you, you are not the first out-of-touch old man to not believe in me. But I will make damn sure you are the last. Now let me take this time to formally introduce myself to you, Chris. My name is Brody Lee, and I am the Exalted One.
Brody Lee making his presence felt in AEW, now as the Exalted One. They teased it being Matt Hardy all the way through little things they put on their social platforms, the things that Matt Hardy was saying in Free the Delete, even up to the final seconds of the reveal, in which the Exalted One was wearing a very Matt Hardy-esque coat before the hood came down, and there we saw Brody Lee. Brody Lee was one of the runners in terms of who could be the Exalted One. Obviously, we all thought this was a role that was going to Matt Hardy, but Brody Lee is an excellent choice. I think the whole wrestling world now is going to see just how great a talker Brody Lee can be. He really didn't get that opportunity to do that at WWE. And I think we're going to see some amazing stuff from Brody Lee. A short while later, this happened.
See, a lot of the stuff you're saying, it happened to be true. We've had our problems. But one thing, there was one mistake right there in your little speech. The Elite isn't outnumbered, Chris. That's right. It's not just four of us. No, no. In fact, I made a phone call to a friend who owed me a favor.
Oh my God.
Wow! Oh.
Matt Hardy!
Oh my God! Holy cow! Matt Hardy in AEW! And Matt Hardy backing up the Elite!
Matt Hardy has stopped the Inner Circle for tonight in its tracks. Matt Hardy in AEW, to the bewilderment of all watching.
And now the Elite head into Blood and Guts with a disadvantage, but they will not be outnumbered. It will be 5-on-5. Jericho looks like he saw a ghost.
That was Matt Hardy and Vanguard One making their AEW debut in the closing moments of Dynamite, with Chris Jericho and the Inner Circle on top of the ramp mocking the Elite for being a man down. We get the reveal that Matt Hardy is joining with the Elite for the Blood and Guts match. This was incredible. What I loved as well is if you watch Free the Delete, Matt Hardy's YouTube series, the latest episode basically plays into what happens here. It was so well put together. So there we go. Matt Hardy now in AEW. He will join Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, and Matt Jackson and Cody Rhodes in the Blood and Guts War Games style match against Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Santana Ortiz, and Jake Hager, which is planned for next week's Dynamite, assuming that is still possible, of course, due to the ongoing pandemic. They were very cautious in terms of their language on Dynamite last night, which a few people, including myself, picked up on. They were keen not to say next week. They were keen to say next Dynamite. PW Insider continues this by saying, the decision was made to list everything for the next Dynamite instead of next week, because the company, from owner Tony Khan on down, is taking the stance that no one should be taking anything for granted during these tumultuous times, and they did not want to come across as if anything was guaranteed. The team wanted to get through tonight's episode, and as one source stated after the show, not not be so arrogant as to assume they'll be 100% allowed back on live TV next week, since things are changing so rapidly due to the coronavirus outbreak. And that's a good call from AEW. We're in these weird old times at the moment, and we're just rolling with everything that comes. Says the man who is currently sat in his former spare room, now office, talking into a microphone with a sock wrapped around it. We are in uncharted territory together, aren't we? WWE has set a new date for their house show at Madison Square Garden. It is now currently scheduled to take place on Saturday, June 27th. It was originally going to be taking place in a couple of days' time, but that will now no longer be happening as a result of obviously everything that is going on. As we said earlier on today, there is speculation that Madison Square Garden could play a part in WrestleMania this year. We will wait and see. This was supposed to be a bumper house show for WWE, and we believe it still will be. It'll still feature the NXT Women's Championship being defended, and it'll still feature an appearance by D-Generation X, as far as we know. And all original tickets will be honored for the event. Mike Johnson and Paul Jordan of PWI were talking about Becky Lynch's truck that she pulled out on Monday Night Raw. It turns out that this was going to be part of Becky Lynch's entrance at WrestleMania 36 and part of WrestleMania Access this year. But obviously, Mania isn't at the Raymond James Stadium. You probably can't get that truck in the Performance Center. So they wanted to give Becky an entrance in it in some fashion. So they just used it on Raw instead. A GoFundMe has been launched to assist longtime Northeastern independent wrestling referee James Forsyth. Now, James has worked for Evolve, FTW, Big Time Wrestling. He's been all over the place across the Northeast of America. He was diagnosed with cancer several weeks ago. He's undergone surgery that may leave him unable to use his arm going forward, which is devastating. On the page itself, the description goes as follows. This year, with your help, James is going to add cancer survivor to his long list of accomplishments. Recently, he was diagnosed with chondrosarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer that impacts the bones and the surrounding tissues. Since this type of cancer does not typically respond to radiation or chemotherapy, next week, James will undergo surgery to remove a tumor from his shoulder. The procedure will require doctors to perform extensive reconstructive surgery with the hope that he will one day regain the use of his arm. Once complete, his journey to recovery will continue with a visit to the specialist at Sloan Kettering, who will conduct tests to rule out additional tumours in his chest. We send nothing but love to James Forsyth, and we've put a link to the GoFundMe in the description of the podcast today. CM Punk was chatting to Swings and Misses about some potential dream match opponents. And if the conditions were right, he says he would love to face Daniel Bryan, John Cena once again, Rey Mysterio, and the name that really came out of left field for many people, Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay took to Twitter to respond to this and said, "Just an idea, because we could all use something to focus on to get through this hard time right now. Save January the 4th and get some reps in. Help the business move forward instead of being a spoke on the wheel. This might be clickbait, but a great white just bit. I am down for CM Punk versus Will Ospreay. Please shoot that directly into my veins."
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a story of humble beginnings, of conquering adversity.
I think it's the way I grew up. I didn't have a whole lot. I was in and out of juvenile hall. I basically lived out of a car when I was young. I got stabbed. And then at the age of 13, I ended up at a group home called the Shamrock Boys Home.
This is Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man, a two-sport Hall of Famer, an athlete of historic firsts.
Each and every day until the day I die will always try to be better than I was yesterday.
The first ever UFC super fight champion, a pioneer in the era of attitude, where he won the WWE Intercontinental Championship, captured WWE World Tag Team Championship gold, made The Rock tap out to become the WWE King of the Ring.
But already counted as
the first ever TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
He did it! Ken Shamrock is the new heavyweight champion of the world!
Ken Shamrock, dream chaser, history maker, and now, Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Finally, Ken Shamrock is being inducted into a Hall of Fame. Not the one that I think we're all clamoring for, but it is a Hall of Fame nonetheless. Congratulations to the world's most dangerous man who is being inducted into the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame. Ken Shamrock has had a career renaissance over the last 12 months as part of Impact Wrestling, and it's great to have him there. He feels like having like an elder statesman from the TNA days as part of Impact Wrestling. He was the first ever world champion in Impact history. The very first episode of NWA TNA, back in the day when it was a weekly pay-per-view, it was Ken Shamrock that won that rumble to become the NWA champion. He became very much the figurehead for NWA Total Nonstop Action. So I love the fact that they are honoring Ken Shamrock. I also love the fact that WWE were complicit with helping Impact and induct him, which features footage from the WWE given with the blessing of WWE. This is in tough times, wrestling companies working together. Kind of, sort of. So that'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps is on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I was chatting to Spanish wrestling trailblazer Carlos Romo from White Wolf Wrestling. He talks about who the biggest wrestling hero was when he was growing up in Spain, and the answer surprised me, and it might surprise you too.
Who were your icons from Spanish wrestling?
The only one people tried to make him as one of our own, because there was nobody, was Kane. Everybody in Spain knows it. He was born in like a military base in Madrid. The first live tour, not many people knew he was born in Madrid. They did the second tour and everybody was aware. He was main eventing and everybody had signs of like hometown Kane and everything. It wasn't like, he was just born in the military base, but he's like a US citizen. But everybody was like, yeah, he's one of our own, yeah.
Hear more from Carlos Romo on a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps, available on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. And check out the YouTube channel later on today. It is business as normal. We have AEW Graded with Jack the Jobber and AEW TF Moments with Ross Tweddle as well. I'm really hoping that Ross is filming in the woods like the old days. I'm crossing everything. Thank you so much for supporting us during these really, really strange times. I was watching along with you as Adam Pacitti played Five Star Wrestling last night on the YouTube stream. Another live stream from Adam tonight at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, British Standard Time, whatever. Come join us. It'll be me and you watching Adam. Hopefully Mr. Happy will make another appearance. We'll cross all our fingers. Stay safe. I will speak to you tomorrow. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.